RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
That's SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is Wednesday, January 18th, 2012, and you have with you on this, well, chilly day here in the state of Minnesota, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. True that. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. True that. The voice that the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they call themselves, wish to silence. True that. The patriots that the globalists despise. True that. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. If you'd like to know who we are, please go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. That's W-E-W-E. That's a W-W-E, Bradley, double E, not E-Y, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or you can follow me on Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1 again. That is Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that is 1-877-807-9977. This, again, is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We are turning talk radio into do radio. Indeed, we are. Again, folks, this up-and-coming election is not about the survival of Obama. It is about the survival of America, and forget it not. True that. Why? Because America is not Obama, and Obama is not America.
I'm not America.
He ain't.
No, he's not.
And ain't is in my new college dictionary.
I think it's in his, too.
Ain't in the,
it ain't.
It ain't in the Webster's 1828, but
it ain't there neither.
That's right. Okay. Anyway, so would you like to say hello?
But it is there now. Folks, go into Bradley Dean's Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, again, the number 1. This new Twitter concept that we've kind of, well, I don't know that we can say we pioneered, but we definitely have here in the ministry world. The tweets that you get are quotes that we share almost daily on the program, so it's going to be little tidbit stuff that can kind of energize you for the day. Many people have heard of the minute devotional. Well, it takes a lot more time to devote your time to God than a minute, but on these tweets, it gives you one-liners that will help equip you when you're talking to people that aren't necessarily Christians, that maybe aren't conservative, that don't share the same views as you do. When you quote the Founding Fathers, it puts substance, and it causes people to say, oh, wow, is that really what they thought? Which actually leads me next to the Facebook. Facebook posting is very important for you guys to keep in touch with and in the loop with. Our SOL Media, which is on our homepage, is going to offer you all the stories and the things that we are covering during the show. It's also going to offer you hope. For instance, the prosecution of Mr. Holder here recently just failed against an abortion a woman who was protesting abortion clinics, exercising her First Amendment, the right to peaceably assemble. They went after her and persecuted her.
To preserve life.
That's exactly
right.
She
was protesting those that wanted to kill the baby,
yep,
to preserve life.
Right. So it wouldn't even necessarily be a protest. What we're saying is these people are lawless, won't be ruled by law, and we're willing to stand in the gap, as God and all of his prophets have previous to now and will today. As a matter of fact, we've covered the story about this woman who, after Eric Holder And I'm trying to look for
you know,
name
that DOJ, that guy that heads the DOJ. Hang on a second. Department of Justice.
That's right.
No, it's
what
the
is justice?
Folks, it's the Department of Justice, not the Department of Injustice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do I need to explain that?
And not social justice.
He's supposed to right the wrongs, not wrong the rights.
That's right.
Okay.
So what is the point of justice?
He's to ensure rights, not to eradicate rights.
And who always wants justice? Does a criminal ever want justice?
No.
He hates justice.
The light. He hates the light.
That's right. But yeah. Those that are doing right, this woman, Susan Pine, who actually just succeeded, she teamed up with Liberty Council. So
amen.
Big way
those
to go
guys
for those guys.
Out of the park.
They're staying vigilant for your liberties. She, when she was prosecuted by Mr. Holder, she still went out and did it anyways. She said, I'm doing nothing wrong. I'm breaking no law. Just because some criminal in the DOJ thinks I am and is willing to prosecute me, that's not going to change my behavior patterns because I'm standing for what is right. Folks, they don't know how to react to that.
No, they don't.
They're waiting for you to put your tail between your legs and run away because you think that you might be wrong or that they might come be bad people to you.
Yeah.
If you're not willing to stand up for rights and you're not willing to defend rights unto possibly your liberty, maybe your prosperity, maybe your time, maybe even your life, then it was never worth standing in the first place. So please go live for yourself. But if you're going to stand for what's right, you can't be shifted by what injustice says.
Now, what I used to say all the time is I used to say the left knows how to tell the lie
mm-hmm.
better than the right knows how to tell the truth.
Yep.
We have women all over the country standing up and saying and pointing the finger
yep.
in Eric Holder's face, just like Mr. Issa is with Fast and Furious, mm-hmm. and saying, get out of my face, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing your job. You're not doing us a justice. You're doing us an injustice.
Mm-hmm.
So let me recant. The left knows how to tell the lie better than the right knows how to tell the truth. Well, hopefully, folks, that's a thing that's of the
that's
past,
right.
And it's becoming a thing of the past. Because what's happening is people are saying, you know what, we've had enough, we've had enough. Now, I've got to ask a question really quick if I can change gears. Mm-hmm. Same topic, mm-hmm. pretty much, justice, yep. injustice. Have you noticed, folks, that the more pressure that is put upon this current Congress, listen carefully, the more the American people come under attack? Have you noticed that? The more those that are in the incumbent mm-hmm. are under attack by the American people. As a matter of fact, they have less than a 9% approval rating among the American population.
Last I checked, that's pretty bad, 9%.
I think it's probably the worst ever, like, you know.
Speaking.
Oh, you know, I mean, it doesn't, boy.
9%.
Yeah.
You know, if my son or daughter got a 9% on their test, I would say that they haven't just failed. They've gone below failing.
Well,
they've
I
gone
heard,
to incompetency.
That's right. I heard it was between 11% and 9%. And I understand there's a national unemployment rate of 11%.
Ooh.
Well, why don't we start there first?
That's right.
It's time to glean the field.
We got 465 new jobs.
That's right.
And they're available now.
Well, you added 30 to that.
Did
four,
I?
Yes, yeah, 435.
435.
And then if you add the
oh,
100.
Oh, did I transpose yeah, the 65?
You did. No.
What did I say?
You said 465.
Yeah.
Explain.
Oh, 35. I added
thank
30.
You. Yeah,
gotcha.
And then you add 100.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes.
So there's 535. So there's 535 people that are actually in this current Congress and administration, right?
Okay.
Okay. And we have a problem mm-hmm. of coming under attack the more we call them out for who they are.
Who are they working for?
That's the point. That's the point. Who's doing the attacking,
that's
folks?
Right.
And why are we, the American people, under attack by our own government? What's behind them?
Yeah.
Huh? We're going to hit that right when we get back. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Or check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 233-0747 or go online sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake, hey, such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others. And that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you? I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be. I'd give anything to feel like you again. Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life. More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone? You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Now, again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, now's the time to jump on, not at 1:57 or 2:57, depending upon your time zone here. We are Central Standard Time Zone here in Minnesota. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, we've talked about this before, but we're going to lay the premise back onto the... let's go to Article 1, the Amendment 1 of our Bill of Rights, and hear this out real clear because I want to make myself very clear on what we're talking about here now. The whole purpose of government, Thomas Jefferson said, was to ensure the rights of the people. Okay, rights are always given inside of law. Once you break the law, you forfeit your right, and you now become a criminal. Okay, everybody cool with that? Mm-hmm. Article 1 says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the stopping of the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the right or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. It's clear. Mm-hmm. The part that government today doesn't understand is the word no. Okay? And what we're seeing today... And this is something that you need to understand too, folks. Charles D. Montesquieu said this. This is important. Liberty is only found in what the law permits. It's the same thing with Christianity. It's common sense. What happens in natural law, outside of Christian law, and outside of Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, what happens if I break natural law, folks? What happens? I forfeited my right and I end up in jail. It's common sense, right? Government doesn't break the law and then create bureaucracy to enforce the law. And we're seeing that today. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I hope it does.
What we're seeing.
Okay. So in saying all that to say this, go ahead and lay the premise, Jake.
Well, I was just going to bring up a point. Is whenever I break a natural law, as you said, and if I try to jump off a building, guess what? Gravity pulls me down. There's no compromising with natural law. It is what it is. It's a set standard. God set standards. That's why he sent his son to fulfill that law. That's the only reason.
And black is black and white is white.
That's right.
There is no gray.
It can't be black and evil today can't be good tomorrow. Good today can't be evil tomorrow.
Did you hear that, lawyers?
Certain laws that can't, they got to be fixed. And no matter if you go and try to get a hold of public opinion, which, well, I almost got into another topic, but if coming up soon, we have the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. Nobody really understands what Roe versus Wade is. It tried to fundamentally change what you and I thought about law. It can't change what's law. Therefore, if we appeal to God and we understand God's rights and God's laws, and if we fear God, then we know that truth. So when you come into different articles in Life, for example, we talked about the NADDT or whatever it was that came in and said that now the enemy can be prosecuted. Well, doesn't not prosecuted.
You can be the enemy now, according to the government.
Right on our own turf. Well, what's the excuse for that? Well, we might have a crazy terrorist with a diaper on his head running around America.
See, it went from the Muslims to now you, America. See, they're pushing the envelope further and further on you, the American people.
But notice the premise here that they've created is a crazy Muslim with a diaper on his head running around America. Well, how many of you think a guy with a stick of dynamite and he's about to run into a school full of children, should we give him a trial, right before a trial? Well, no, this guy is clearly a Muslim. He's clearly not from America, and he's about to kill our children. He doesn't deserve a trial by jury. We need to arrest him. That's how they pitch it. That's the premise. That's the crime. That's the protection to you and I. No, forget it. But when they can swing the pendulum and the president says, well, I know I've got a lot of power here, but I promise I'll never use it. Since when has he kept a promise?
Right.
So they use
since
that
when
crime.
Hasn't he violated
exactly.
his position? Yes.
Like him saying that is going to really help his cause. He should have just said
just
nothing about it.
Just be at peace, folks.
Yeah, there we go. Thanks for your word.
And just keep in mind, everything he does say, mm-hmm. when he says black, he means white. And when he says white, he means black.
Yep.
So when he says, I'll never use that power, well, folks, look at the fruit on the tree. Mm-hmm. He's already used that power to bring it about. Mm-hmm. The question is why did he bring it to be a part of his administration against the American people? He's been against the American people since the day he's been there.
That's right. And secondly, let's just say, hypothetically, he doesn't use the power. Nothing's going to stop the next president and the next president. The more you will buy immorality,
it
always gives them kind of like the release valve to use it. But the point is with this crime situation, you and I would agree, man, a crazy guy, diaper on his head, runs into school. No trial by jury. This guy doesn't deserve it. We clearly see his motives and what he was doing. The problem is it just opened the door. You used a criminal, somebody that all of us hate and have disdain for, somebody who threatens life. It's the worst example you could give. Now we swing it over to, say, a homeschooling parent who believes in the Constitution and shows up for caucuses. Maybe he supports a guy like Rick Santorum. Maybe he supports a guy like Ron Paul. He doesn't like establishment. He's not a big Romney guy. What if that guy comes out and we categorize those type of people as crazy, insane lunatics? I mean, imagine
we're
teaching
already
your
seeing
own kid
the
at
media
home.
Do that, folks.
Exactly.
I mean, this is a reality check. Mm-hmm. This isn't a game. And folks, this is your country.
That's right.
The media is they're already at work trying to create anybody that opposes this administration's agenda as being a crime.
Now that brings
they are doing that.
And that brings us perfectly into the topic that we were going to talk
about.
Before
you hit that topic, I want people to understand that right must always be right, and truth must always be truth, and purity must always be pure. Right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. In other words, you cannot bring right down to a lower level because others may want it lower to fit their lawless lifestyle. Because it must be where it always is. Let me ask you the question. Is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? Because if that's the case, that's no good for any society because that produces bondage, not liberty. In other words, if you do away with the law and you have no crime, do away with the law and you have no crime, well, criminals love that mentality. Why? Because there's no law to expose the crime. And what is this administration doing? And by the way, the preceding five generations prior to them that have served in government since they said no to God's law, lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. Well, they're not guilty anymore. They're not criminals anymore. They're called politicians now instead of statespeople. In other words, they don't work for you no more, folks. They work for themselves and their special interest groups. Why? Because you're not enforcing the laws of right and wrong and holding their feet to the fire. The point is, right must be right, and wrong is always going to be wrong. Folks, it is black and white. There is no gray, because once you start to go on the lines of the gray, as they want to call, let me go to the word debate, away, well, you begin to debate away your rights.
And you always
under the,
lose.
Under the guise of debate.
Yep.
And it's not, they know when people want to debate who we are as a people, they're only undermining your foundations.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they're looking to do. And that's exactly what's doing, but not no more. They're affronting America at every turn. Mm-hmm. And what's going on right now, this is the topic, the internet. They're attacking free speech. Our basic freedoms. They're attacking free speech at every turn. Why? Because they don't want people talking out against them and their crimes towards the American people. So what do they have to do? They have to begin to regulate. Go ahead, Jake.
Yep. And in that regulation comes more power, because that's exactly how government gets power, is through regulation. First, they have to create a law. Now, the guys this is coming under is anti-piracy. They don't want people out there copying other people's intellectual property. And I totally get that. That's absolutely right. They shouldn't be. But it gives them a whole list of other authorities to come in, and who's to say
but
next?
But you already have laws in place that...
Why not enforce those?
They're already enforceable. Yep. So, here again, it's like
hate crimes.
It shows
that they're not doing a good job, doesn't it?
It's like hate crimes. What, is there a special name for certain crimes against certain people? No, because all crime is That's motivated right. by hate.
That's right.
That's the bottom line.
If it wasn't, it wouldn't be crime. It'd be love, right? It's the opposite of what hate is. It's the opposite of what crime is. You know by the outcome of what you do. In this anti-piracy, it shows this. Whenever a government asks for more power, ask them what they're doing with the power that they currently have.
That's right.
They must not be doing a good enough job. Instead of falling for the guilt trip of we need more power because we're not able to accomplish what we want to accomplish with the little power that we have, look, it worked just fine for our founding fathers.
That's right.
If you're failing in your duties, then maybe we don't need to give you more power. Maybe we need to replace you with
That's
somebody
right.
else that can have power.
That's the point. Listen, if you won't listen to God's Ten Commandments, mm-hmm. His simple Ten Commandments,
That's right.
then you're going to listen to man's 10,000 policies.
And here's the contrast. This Robert Winthrop said it. The less people have stringent state government, the more they have an individual self-government. Now, I homeschool my kids, and some of the people that I know just in community or maybe even family members don't homeschool their kids. I set my kids down to do their work. I trust that they're going to do the 5 pages I tell them. I don't even check it until the end of the week. Now, most parents would say, well, if I did that to my kids, they'd never finish their work. So what is their solution? Rather than discipline and chastise their children so that they obey the word, which is what we should be doing in society, which is government's job to do in society, obey the word. What they do is they assign a public school teacher to look over their shoulder every single day. See the regulation?
Yep.
Well, they won't do the work if we leave it up to them. No, chastise them. They will do the work if we leave it up to them. If criminals feared the punishment of their sin or their crime against
That's
society,
right. That's right.
They wouldn't commit it. But instead, we try to figure out how can we place more regulation
That's
so
right.
we can try to control the criminal.
And you know how we do that? We just create more prisons.
Bureaucracy.
You know, wisdom's justified by her own children. Who's raised up all these criminals, huh?
Yep.
Isn't that a good question? Well, folks, you got Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake. We're going to come right back after this break. Remember what Robert Winthrop said real quick. If you're not going to be ruled by a word, the Bible, then you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. This government prefers the bayonet. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Take charge of your health.
Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com while supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Jake, you said something right before the break about those that mean not to be ruled by their own oath, which they swore to uphold, being that Constitution of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
You said, well, maybe then they need to be removed.
That's right.
Well, just think, if you don't remove them, you deal with them generation after generation after generation, and we're dealing with people from 10 and 20 and 30 and possibly even 40 years ago that have not been dealt with. I mean, just think about Planned Parenthood, conceived, contrived, 1930s.
Yeah.
ACLU, conceived, contrived, 1930s. These organizations that are attacking the foundations of America as to who we are, 1930s. And look, because we didn't deal with them, we didn't take them serious. By the way, if you switch that over to dictators and tyrants, do you remember when Hitler first came into power? When he first started out, everybody laughed at him.
Yeah.
I think he had a less than 3% approval rating from the people back in the day, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't too funny once Hindenburg brought him in, was it? Then he started to kill off all opposition and take power.
You know, a great point to that is when you put, you could cast a whole bunch of seeds in the ground, and they may look great, but you're not going to find out until months later if those seeds were corrupted, because that's, you have to wait till the plant comes out of the, out of the, I found that one that you were talking about, Proverbs 29.
Okay.
It's actually not that, though. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increaseth, but the righteous shall see their fall is the end of it.
Amen. Well, here's another one, Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. That's the one I was looking for.
Oh, that is the one?
That's the one.
They do mourn, and that word translated as sigh, and that's the same word that was used when the Hebrews were in bondage under Pharaoh, folks. They sighed because why? They were slaves to a political system. Because when wickedness reigns, the people are going to sigh. That's the alternative to your lack of vigilance is slavery.
Amen.
And to go to this, back to this principle.
No, that was great. I mean, I just like that. But there, I think people need to understand why they are in rule mm-hmm. on their watch. Because the Bible says, they that forsake the law, praise the wicked. That's what you have in office. Mm-hmm. But the Bible says on the other side of that, here's the answer. But such as keep the law, contend with them.
That's right.
Okay? Because evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things.
You got it.
And that's really what it comes down to.
And you
There's
will.
Your answer, folks, right
that's
there.
Right. That's yep. right. That's not too simple. It's actually very simple. It is what I'm saying by
it's
not
too simple.
Simple.
Yeah.
But some people say, you know, oh, it's too hard. Oh, it's too simple. Yeah, it is.
No, it's as easy as you getting up and shutting off the football game.
Oh.
And that's really what it comes down to.
Not
the game. Come on, dude.
That's exactly what it is.
That's why people are tuning in. We have more people mm-hmm. on the side of unrighteousness listen to us mm-hmm. than we probably do on the side of righteous.
Sure.
And because the righteous love the truth, mm-hmm. and we know who our enemies are already. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a given. I mean, when you look at our videos, you get 44 dislikes and you get 5 likes.
Ooh.
It tells you who's doing the work. It tells you who believes in their own
That's right.
doctrine.
Who's willing to promote their lie rather than those who are willing to promote their truth.
Yeah?
You know,
I'm looking at the two girls over there. I'm, common sense.
I'm thinking national calamity. You know, the way that it sets now, you would think that we could call on... Who's the Baltimore Ravens or the New York Giants, and maybe they'll save us from our problems. I mean, we sow so much time into them, you'd think that they would come on our behalf.
Now, take that on a serious note. God said just that.
Exactly.
He said, listen.
That's where I'm getting it from.
Amen. Through the
Go cry out to your idols.
That's right. When it does come time that you are under full judgment, manifestation, because you're already there, folks,
yep.
when it comes time where there's no place to run and no place to hide,
mm-hmm.
Just remember what we're telling you right now. What did you sow your time into doing?
That's right.
Call upon them to answer and to save you. That's what God is saying.
Yep. And see what happens. I promise you, they're not going to come save
you. That's right.
The Giants aren't going to take their pads off and say, what can I do for you today?
No, they're looking
at... concerned about you.
They're looking at the people like saying, man, these people are paying us millions of dollars to entertain these dummies for an hour and a half, mm-hmm. 2 hours every Sunday.
Yep.
And we're getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what
would you complain about that?
Just think if the American people knew, Jake, what Caesar knew.
Uh-huh.
Give them a piece of bread and entertain them, yep. Caesar knew. I can do whatever I want to do with them.
Yep.
What do you think they would do if they really knew that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they know now.
They would dump some tea. That's right.
They know
They
now.
Would dump some tea in a harbor. As a matter of fact, if you look at the conclusion of, and this is your hope, folks. People always want to, I was just watching here recently, we had the debates the other day. What are we going to do about this? What are you going to do about this? What is the answer about this? Listen, when the wicked are multiplied, transgression increaseth. Duh. Wicked people don't do good things. That's why they're wicked. But the second part says, but the righteous shall see their fall. That's your hope. The righteous. What is your hope? Your righteousness.
You think?
That's your hope.
Okay.
If you're a righteous man, you're not just like if you have clean clothes, you're not going to go hang out in a mud yard. You're just not going to. You're going to keep your clothes clean. When you're righteous, you're not going to allow or tolerate unrighteousness. You're not going to allow or tolerate unrighteousness to teach your kids. You're not going to allow unrighteousness to be in your home in the form of, for instance, a TV set or certain programming.
Yeah.
You're just not going to allow that.
Yeah.
So the answer really is your righteousness and your righteous standing before God. And do you really see the sacrifice? Do you really see the sacrifice of blood that has cost our liberty? Right now we have going on the internet. They're trying to censor the internet. Listen, the government's been trying to get their hands on internet for a while. Why? Because government knows one thing, and bureaucrats know one thing unless checked by people. Power. And they grow from power to power to power. Just like a man who has a house. What's he want next? I want a bigger house. Just like a man who's got, and he's not constrained by virtue or moral restraint or religious restraint. He's going to keep going and going and going. Government wants to get their hands into internet. The excuse is
you mean so they don't want to be held in check is what you're saying.
Well, that's the end of it.
That's right.
This is the beginning of it.
Yeah.
The bill would give the Attorney General new powers to shut down websites.
Whoa. Did you say the Attorney General?
Yeah, of course. That
the one that's
guy
going there? After governors throughout mm-hmm. the United States for mm-hmm. doing what they should be doing?
That's right.
Are you talking about the guy that's chasing after little ladies that are protesting those
yes.
that are killing babies?
Yes. I mean, that's his
are
job,
Are you talking
right?
about the guy that is empowering enemies, drug dealers, drug lords in Mexico with guns from America so he can blame the American people for selling yeah. those guns when, in fact, he's the one that did it?
And now
all he
needs right. is a little more power to shut down websites deemed counterfeit material.
Counterfeit.
That's what they're talking about. Now, this counterfeit has to do again with piracy.
Counterproductive to their agendas.
That's exactly
what it
means.
Thank you.
Let's just look underneath this. What does this really mean?
It always comes in the guise of what? Patriotism.
Oh, patriotism on the
front. Yes, goodness.
We got to stop crime now.
Yes.
If you give us a little more power, we're going to perfect your lives. We'll do a war on drugs. Has that helped? Has the government helped in the war on drugs?
No, not in fact. As a matter of fact, we wouldn't have a drug problem. Here's the answer for that one.
Exactly.
We wouldn't have a drug problem in America if American people weren't buying the drugs.
Mm.
Oh, does that sound like a... Well, that sounds like a novel thought.
And why do people buy the drugs? Because they know even if they get caught buying the drugs, so what? Nothing really happens to me anyways. Listen, my little kids do, going back to the analogy of my kids and doing their schoolwork, I don't have to pay a public school teacher to look over their shoulders every single day to make sure their grades are doing good. Because then eventually, you know what public school teachers do? Is they start to do the tests for the kids because they're afraid they'll get fired if their kids keep failing.
Sounds
good. They're going to chase their tail over and over again. My kids fear daddy's rod. My kids fear daddy's authority. They do what's right because they know that it's right, and also they know if they don't do that which is right, there is a consequence to it. They fear the consequence, therefore they do their work. So rather than saying, well, you know, my kid didn't finish his work again, I'm getting to a point with this.
No, this is great. This
so
is great.
I need to sit over his shoulder. Well, you know, and I have a conversation with my wife, honey, I've got to just stop working now because I need to make sure that my son does his work every single day. No. I need to chastise him so he's afraid not to do his work. And
yeah.
I'm talking about a healthy fear here. Criminals, the same thing. Criminals should fear to commit the crime.
If they fear to commit the crime,
you don't need thousands of police officers.
They're encouraged to commit crime.
Exactly.
Yes.
So at the end of it, who's not doing their job then?
That's right.
Then the Justice Department says, well...
Wait. You mean like, for example, pornography on the internet?
Mm-hmm.
That's against the law, but they said it's okay to do that. And then when people go out there and they dig around on child pornography websites, and then they come in and enforce their law.
Yeah.
I see how that works. So they encourage the crime.
Yeah, so it's about selective.
I'm giving you facts, folks.
But what is government doing with the power that you've given it right now?
Yeah, I mean, what encourages people to rape?
No consequence.
Well, let me ask you the question. What causes fires to burn?
Kindling.
That's right. Well, who's kindling these crimes?
Yep.
Okay.
Who's not prosecuting? Who's not? That's a great example. Okay, say you've got
soft judges produce hardened criminals. We said that yesterday. Yeah. So they get their hands slapped in court.
So justice is.
But it keeps them in
that's right. It keeps them in business, right?
It totally keeps
them
in.
Job security.
Yeah, I mean.
As long as there's always crime, then I always have a job, right?
That's right.
And if there's more crime, I get more power. And if I get more power, I get more wealth.
And how do they derive their power from that? By excusing themselves from being the conduit that encouraged or actually brought forth the crime in the first place.
Yep.
They're the ones that are guilty of the crimes that we're dealing with today, because the second purpose of government is to enforce the laws that are established against crimes that are committed.
Yeah.
They're to deter crime, folks, not encourage crime.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they doing?
Yep.
So, therefore.
If you, this is a good example, again, when you have, we got to stick to this. Okay.
Well, go ahead. Finish your point.
Well, I was going to say, this is a good example of Crassus in Rome. He would allow fires to burn because he owned the fire station,
if he didn't start them. Just
and,
like Hitler, by the
well,
way.
Well, yeah, I was going to get to that next. But just think about this. I own the only fire truck in town. And this is what happens in government. And this is why they do things like
they're trying
to do right now.
If they don't own the fire truck, they want to get the fire truck and control of the fire truck. Yes.
And it doesn't start out that way. Say the guy who owns the fire truck, maybe he really is the only one. He wants to help people, so he starts putting out fires. Then he realizes, you know, I've got a good idea.
Yes.
The more fires there are, the more people need to use my fire truck. So, you know, he's not going to try to prevent fires.
Then we can come
you know
up with something called insurance.
And
then the government can come in and make you buy that insurance.
Regulate that?
Wow.
That would never happen.
That's amazing how that works.
Yes. So, going back to this, by going through the courts and by encouraging service providers to go after sites that the Justice Department puts on a public blacklist, they can now control the crime.
Oh, by the way, what they do is the DOJ, Eric Holder, will come in, and he'll basically tag anybody on the blacklist that opposes the agendas that this administration is promulgating.
Oh, that's not what they're saying.
But wait a second. And then they, listen to this, folks. This is the kicker. Then they put it on a public website for you to see those that oppose DOJ and their propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're looking to do.
Yep.
Folks, where are you on this? 1-877-807-9977. This isn't little news, folks. This is big news.
Yep.
This isn't a little radio program, folks. This is a big, big radio program called The Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jay. Folks, if you want to call in, now is the time. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You know, it's like, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. It's like on the debates. You know, the thing, let me go back to Newt Gingrich right away. I think what's awesome about Newt Gingrich is the fact that hard questions are coming to him.
Yeah.
And he said, listen, I know that those liberals don't want the facts during the debate.
Yeah.
They don't want the right answers because it offends them. Let that not be on the watch of the righteous folks.
Yep.
I mean, this is what real truth being established, this is what it takes, is the truth. And the good fight of faith is wrought with what? Good works, but it comes with truth. Faith and truth and love are hand in glove by grace.
Yeah.
I don't want to complicate the situation. Too long we've been waiting for one another to begin. The time is waiting is past. The time of waiting is past. The hour of God is struck. War is declared in God's holy name. Let us arise and build. The God of heaven, he will fight for us as we for him. We will not build on the sand, but on the bedrock of the sayings of Christ and the Constitution of the Republic. And the gates and minions of hell shall not prevail against us. That's a righteous man.
If the internet right now and what these people are doing with piracy, if that is illegal, then let justice come upon them. What the government is saying is not necessarily that we want to prosecute them. We want the ability to shut down a website that we deem is doing something illegal. Now, the answer to this dilemma is execute the laws against those that are breaking the laws. If there's a company that's breaking the law and they're doing it online, Go prosecute them.
Let me rewind just an inch back, Jake, just at half an inch, as one of your sayings there, especially with those that are supposed to enforce it.
That's right.
Especially with them that are to enforce it, folks.
Yep.
Are they exempt? What gave them their position?
Mm-hmm.
You did. You That's entrusted right. them to do what?
Yep. To carry that position or that power with virtue.
They're supposed to answer that.
When criminals fear the law, you don't have a problem with crime, and if you do, it's easy. And then I'm using that as an example here. In this DOJ's case, people don't fear counterfeiting or piracy. The DOJ isn't interested in cracking down on it. What the DOJ is interested in is the power to be able to go to somebody that hosts a website and tell them, shut this down.
While using the excuse of piracy.
That's right. But you can see, even in them doing this again, it's like, okay, so say the police come to a city council meeting one day, because that's what they're doing here. They come to the city council meeting and they say to the people of the community, crime is out of control in this city.
What are they saying? I'm not doing my job.
It's unsafe. It's just unsafe to live in our community. Then the people of the community will look at them and say, well, you're the police department.
That's right.
What are you telling us this for?
Great point. We're giving you the power to enforce the laws against the crime.
But then the police just says, it's just out of control. It's too big.
Well, then say goodbye
exactly.
to his job. And then when you say that to him,
right.
guess what? All of a sudden, he conjures up the right answers.
Yep, he will. You will force him to do his job. But what they do then is they kind of wait for the American people to say, really, it's even bigger than our federal government? Oh, this is terrible. And then we start to feel guilt and shame. And what should we do? Then they come in and say, well, now we've got an idea of how we can solve that. If you give us a little bit more power, we'll be able to solve this.
The plea of necessity is the call of every tyrant.
That's right. We need to.
That's right.
So, folks, just so you understand, this is the short provisions. Any website dedicated to infringing activities, any...
Saith they.
That's right. Any website that encourages service providers to go after sites,
okay, well,
the Justice Department puts on the blacklist.
Okay, now let's go back to the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Who has Eric Holder gone after, folks? That's what you got to ask yourself the question right now.
Let's
Who has he gone after?
Mm-hmm.
Law-abiding citizens.
So does he care about piracy on the Internet?
No.
Does he care about any of this crap that he says?
It's
no.
the excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So he uses that. He uses people like himself as an excuse.
He uses crimes that shouldn't be there in the first place. They should have been dealt with by his administration.
That's right.
He uses those crimes to ask for more power.
That's right. And then, of course, he probably says, I'll never use that power, though.
Yeah.
But just give it to me just in case I need to. Well, if you're never going to use it, then why give it to you? Why are you signing it in the first place?
Well, I guess they know better.
Of course.
Yeah.
And if we want to accept, which you don't want to accept, I'm not going to accept that they do know better, then you can have your own judgment right there on a platter, whipped up for you, it's made.
It is.
And you don't even have to cook it. They already cooked it for
you.
And
let me tell you this, it's not going to get better.
Nope. Not until you demand different food.
Oh, Bradley, there's a lot of condemning and conviction here.
Conviction to what?
That's right.
What's
repentance from your lethargy to get out there. And fight for your country that you say you love so much.
Because it says in the Word, the righteous will see the wicked fall. They will see it.
Mm-hmm.
They will see to it. Not just like look at it. Oh, look at that. They're falling. No.
Let me take it a step further. It's promised.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That is the promise.
Yes.
50,000 people have already signed an online petition against this bill.
It's got to go further than online petitions, folks.
That's right. But I'm showing you the kickback already.
No, I'm with you, Jake. I'm just trying to encourage people to say, you know what, it's got to go further than this.
And this is the fruit of it. What little, they are still talking about it, but they put it to rest right now because of the flack they've been getting. They're going to wait until after the election.
That's right.
Because they're watching you. They didn't just say, well, I'm tired, we can't deal with this. No, we can't creep this through. Let's take a step back here. The people are keen
to it. But you know what? Here's another thought. They've already passed the National Defense Authorization Act that they can detain anybody that they want to, including you, America. They've already passed that through, and they've seen that you've done nothing about it. Therefore, you're encouraging them to assault you again today.
Yep.
Let me ask you this. Over the last 3 years, tell me a day. I didn't say a month. I didn't say a week. And by the way, I didn't say a year. Tell me which day that this administration has been in power that you have not been affronted.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Just one day.
Just one day.
Mm-hmm.
One day where he's not lied. One day where he's not undone the Unconstitution for a better way, which is unlaw, by the way. One day. That's it. What day has he not assaulted the American people through this administration? Oh, Bradley, that's just way out there. No, it's not. Give me your facts and I'll give you mine.
Yeah. You'd think when he's on vacation, at least he'd take... But when he's on vacation, the first of the year in Hawaii, he signed that bill.
On December 31st, and before we took a break, what did we tell you folks they were going to do? They were going to assault you while you were asleep. Just like Scripture says, the enemy sowed tares while I almost went to King James Version, sorry, whilst men slept.
That's right.
The enemy sows tares while men sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's why our forefathers told us what takes the insurity of liberty.
Vigilance.
Eternal vigilance.
Ooh,
all the time.
Too. Eternal, yep.
Yes.
Not just vigilance.
That's right.
Eternal vigilance. Censoring the internet is something we'd expect to see from China or Iran, this concludes with, not the U.S. Senate. Notice who it's coming out from again.
This is all UN globalists, one world order jokers from A to Z is what it is. And they're using the people that they have planted, which are government plants, to get the job done. And the only way they can get the job done is that the American people let them do it.
That's all.
It always comes back to the same answer. Folks, the answer lies within you.
Yep.
That's it.
That's all they can do is allow your permission. That's it. They can only act on the permission that you give to them.
And here we are again, folks, receiving phone calls off air. Won't go on air. It's incredible to me, folks. Silence is what's destroying your country, folks. Silence is what's destroying your country, folks.
Yep.
That's the most dangerous thing you can do right now is be silent and just let them do what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because
as a matter of fact, silence is the only power the government has. It's the only opportunity that government
has
to take more power.
Yes.
Because they don't just materialize power out of thin air. They have to wait for you to be silent about what they've already done so they can take another step forward. They either need your permission. If they don't get their permission, then they act on your silence.
You mean, so what you're saying, in essence, Jake, the American people are the government.
Yes.
So that's where we the people comes into play.
Yes. We the
gotcha.
People.
And they derive... The governed derives their what? Just powers from what? The consent of the
governed.
Ooh, wow.
You know, and there's so much to that. Even how did the federal government get all the centralized power?
Doesn't get any better than that, folks.
Nope.
That's why you
right
have the greatest country in the world.
Comes right back down to you.
Your greatness lies in the fact that we each respond to what's going on. That's why we are called the most awesome, the greatest,
that's right.
The light of the world. Because of the righteousness that's within the people that stand up and win the day because they love their country. It's called courage.
Yep.
Let me end with this. Men don't follow titles. They follow courage. Let me say it again. They don't follow titles. They follow courage. Men, be courageous. Stand up. Believe your God. Go in his power. And he promised that the gates of hell shall not prevail. He didn't say, maybe. He didn't say, if you did this. No. He said, do this. That's, I'm sorry, I'm getting that a little messed up.
Well, just look
law
at,
says do this and live. Grace says live and do this.
Look at how much
I'm trying to put it in grace perspective.
Look at how much has been done by women that have stood up for courage. I mean, all across this country.
They are standing up. I'm trying to encourage the men.
Now, that's what I'm saying. If this much can be done by the women that are standing up, what about the men standing up and taking their rightful role?
I think that'd be great.
It's going to double up.
I think it'd be great.
We're
and I know that they're listening, and I know they're out there doing the stuff. Well, we got to do more, folks.
Right.
Times are calling for it because they're trying to get everything ran through that they can before this guy says goodbye to the American people. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We will talk to you in 23 hours.
23 hours.